Open your Bibles to Psalm 145. Psalm 145. You know, it's my opinion that we as God's people, many times as preachers, that we do more time in studying than we do in praising God. And we need to spend more time in praising God and singing to Him in Psalm, praising His holy name. And I think that the psalm that we're going to be looking at today, as get through as much of it as we can, is going to remind us of the importance of praising God in all things and praising Him at all times. Psalm 145. I will extol Thee, my God, O King. I will bless Thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless Thee. I will praise Thy name forever and ever. Great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall laud Thy works to another, and shall declare Thy mighty acts. Of the glorious majesty of Thine honor, and of Thy wondrous works will I meditate. And men shall speak of the might of Thy terrible acts, and I will declare Thy greatness. They shall utter the memory of Thy great goodness, and shall sing of Thy righteousness. Jehovah is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great loving kindness. Jehovah is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All Thy works shall give thanks unto Thee, O Jehovah, and Thy saints shall bless Thee. They shall speak of the glory of Thy kingdom and talk of Thy power, to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glory of the majesty of His kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and Thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Jehovah upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait for Thee, and Thou givest them their food in due season. Thou openest Thy hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. Jehovah is righteous in all His ways and gracious in all His works. Jehovah is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He will hear their cry and will save them. Jehovah preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of Jehovah, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. Here we have a psalm, and in this psalm, Jehovah is the object of our praise. He begins this psalm by saying, I will extol Thee, O my God, O King. David, as God's king, adores David, or David, as God's king, adores God as his king. It is a powerful quality in man to possess such an attitude that he is moved with compassion and love for God, that he will magnify his God. And notice the Almighty is spoken of here by David as my God. It's personal. God is your God, right? It's personal. It's a personal relationship that we have with Him, and we have an intimate relationship. Just ponder it for a moment. We have an intimate relationship with the God of the universe. He is my God. He is your God. And David says that he will bless the name of God forever and forever. David's determined that his praise of God should have no ending. The word used there, bless, comes from a Hebrew word that means to kneel down. There's the idea of reverence, of blessing. And so to bless God is to praise Him with personal, reverent affection. Our praise of God must be as eternal for God as He is eternal. He says that every day I will bless Him. David says, whatever the character of the day, or whatever your circumstances are, or whatever the conditions of the day are for you, David says, I will bless thee. Isn't it true that if we're honest with ourselves, we don't feel much like praising, do we? Down in the dumps, we're in a bad mood, your favorite football team lost, we don't feel much like praising. David said what? Every day, in all circumstances, under all situations, he says, I will bless thee. This is the center and the kernel of true devotion. We not only admire what God does, we not only admire His Word, but we admire God Himself. Without realizing the personality of God, praise is really, well, it's nigh on impossible. Because you cannot extol an idea. God is personal. He has character. He says that I will praise thy name forever and ever. Notice here that the personal pronouns used four times. David says, I will. Praise is not something that's going to be discharged by proxy, but it's something that we have to put our very self in. I will. Say it. I will praise God. How often? Every single day, every moment, in every situation, in every kind of situation you find yourself in, praise God. Why? Verse 3 says, because great is Jehovah and greatly to be praised. There is no part of Jehovah's greatness which is not worthy of great praise. You know, when you think about mankind, there's parts of us that are pretty good, right? And parts of us that are just flat out sorry. We're not too good in some areas and we excel in other areas. But with God, every single thing about God is worthy of praise. Praise may be said to be great when the song contains great matter, when the hearts producing it are intensely fervent, and when large numbers unite in grand acclaim. No song is too large or too lofty for the lauding of the Lord of hosts. There is no song that we can sing that comes close to giving God the glory that He's due. He says, I praise God. I give Him the glory because His greatness is unsearchable. Not all the minds of all the centuries could come close to searching out the riches of God. Isn't it true that the longer you study God's Word and you learn about God, the less you understand that you know? Is there a time that we study God's Word? There's not a time when we study God's Word that we don't learn something marvelous about God, His character, His way, His will. His ways are unsearchable. The extent of God's greatness is beyond human comprehension. Therefore, He needs to be praised. He says there in verse 4 that One generation shall laud, or the English Standard Version says, commend. One generation shall commend thy works to another. The importance of praising God needs to be passed from one generation to another, right? Is that not exactly what we're being taught there in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9? Write it on the doorpost. Make it a part of your everyday life. To one generation to another. And let's see to it that we praise God before our children, and that our children never think that His service is an unhappy one. You know, I believe sometimes we walk around like we've been winged on a sour pickle. I can't stand that. I don't like sadness and lip dragging. I want happiness. That's what God wants. Can you worship God in true sadness? Ah, praising Him. And no matter what situation you find yourself in, praising God makes everything better. Check or nod? It does. The more we praise Him. And He says here, from one generation to another, telling your children and your grandchildren about this, you declare the mighty acts of your God. The generations will unite together, and they shall declare an extraordinary history. One of the most blessed times in a person's life is when dad, let's just say my dad and myself and my children and my grandchildren come together and praise God, laud Him from one generation to another. We teach. A prayerful heart must exist in all generations. All glory be to Him who remains the same Lord throughout all generations. The psalmist, he commends Jehovah for His glorious majesty, His splendor, the glorious majesty of His honor, verse 5. Everything which has to do with the great King is glorious, isn't it? Everything that has to do with God is majestic and honorable. His least is greater than man's greatest. And His lowest is higher than man's highest. There is nothing about the infinite Lord which is unworthy of His royalty. David gives honor to God for the sum total of His characteristics. I am thankful, and we all should be, praising God for all that He is. He says, on all of these wondrous works, I will meditate. Now, the phrase, I will meditate, is not found in the King James or the New King James, but it's found in the American Standard and ESV and New American Standard. But all the works of God are Godlike. But certain of them are especially calculated to create surprise in mankind. Have you ever been just surprised and taken back about the greatness of God? How can this be? What is man that thou art mindful of him? David says that I will think. I will meditate upon the wonders of God. These things must be permitted not to pass away. The works of God throughout the ages should be the subject of intense thought, admiration, and celebration by every devout, faithful child of God. He says, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible, or thy awesome acts. The awesome acts of God over history has seized the attention of mankind. You read in the Bible and you read about the creation and the universal flood and the parting of the Red Sea and on we could go about marvelous acts. And we talk about them and are fearful. Many people are fearful of these things. But David, he looked at these affairs in a different light. You know, some people will might be afraid of the judgment, and they're afraid of this powerful God, this God of vengeance, and God that's going to punish the wicked. They're fearful of this. But David looked at God in a different way. He said, "I will declare thy greatness." Those acts, which are terrible deeds to most people, were mighty deeds to God. It is the obligation of every child of God to rehearse the things, the great things, the great doings of their great God. We're not to leave the things of God just to common conversation of the crowd, but we need to personally make a declaration of what we know. Notice again he says, I will declare thy greatness. It's our obligation, isn't it? To praise him, to declare his greatness. They shall utter or pour forth the memory of thy great goodness. The people shall pour forth great memories. Even as a spring gushes with water, that God is not only great, but he's filled with goodness. The Lord's redeemed, having been filled with great goodness, shall retain that happy recollection of it, and shall be moved often to utter and to tell others of God's greatness. You know, God has not done anything in a stingy manner. It's not half-hearted. It's not slipshod. It's not like I can't sit for my house mentality. But he says all his goodness is great goodness. All worthy to be remembered. All worthy to be praised. We should pour out praise to God and sing of thy righteousness. Isn't it interesting that David here, he's saying, I will say, I will say, I will say. And then he says, and I will sing. Singing comes from one who is happy and joyous, right? You ever seen mama walking around in the kitchen? She's all happy singing. She's singing because she's happy. Kids sing when they're happy. We sing when we're happy. We sing when we want to praise God. That's what song's for, isn't it? We don't sing enough. Sing praises unto God. What greater joy can one have than to contemplate the righteousness of the Almighty? I will sing praises unto God. Why? Verse 8, because Jehovah is gracious. Was it not in some such terms that the Lord revealed unto himself and to Moses in Exodus 34 and verse 6? Is this not a glimpse into Jehovah's glory? God is gracious, full of goodness, and generous to all mankind. He treats his creatures with kindness, his subjects with consideration, and his saints with favor. There's nothing suspicious, prejudiced, or miserable, tyrannical, or unapproachable in Jehovah. He is gracious. He is kind and merciful. King James says, full of compassion to the suffering to the weak, the foolish, the downhearted. He is very compassionate, and He feels for them and with them. What an ocean of compassion this must be, since the infinite God is full of mercy. He's slow to anger, and aren't you thankful for that? God is patient. Love suffereth long and is kind, and God is love. God is long-suffering, not wanting anyone to perish, right? And He has great loving kindness, mercy. One translation said, loyal love. This is His attitude toward the guilty. When men at last repent, they find pardon awaiting them. This was said in another way earlier in our sessions by another speaker. But great is man's sin, but greater is God's mercy. Man needs help, and they have it through their obedience to God, because God has great, great loving kindness. And we look at God and we understand that He is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. God cares for everyone. He sends the rain and the sunshine on the good and the bad, does He not? And He sent His Son to die for all mankind. The psalmist says in verse 10, all thy works shall give thanks unto thee, O Jehovah. Through personification, all creation praises God for His mighty works. There is nothing that is created by God that is not wonderful. Everything in one way points back to God in praise. And then he says, all the saints shall bless thee. The faithful of God come nearer to rendering sweeter adoration. Because not only do we enjoy the benefits of the physical blessings of life, but also we enjoy the spiritual blessings. And they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom. Those who bless God from their hearts rejoice to see Him enthroned, glorified, magnified in His kingdom. No subject is more profitable for humble obedience, hope, and joy than the one reigning in power, the Almighty. You know, kingdoms come and kingdoms go. Kingdoms are known for the glorious riches and the extent of their territory and their victories and their liberty and their commerce and so on. But in true glory, the kingdom of Jehovah excels them all. We are to talk of His power, the power supporting His kingdom are displayed all the time. And let us not forget the power of His Word. This we are to make known to the sons of men. Praise. You see, that's part of what praising God is all about. If we praise our children, we are telling other people about, have you seen my son Joshua? There is none like him in all the world. You see, that's the way a father thinks about his son, right? That is the same kind of mentality we ought to have toward God. Have you known my God? Do you know my Father? There is none like him in all the world. And because we praise him, we let others know about His greatness. His kingdom lasts forever, of whom He is King. Again, other kingdoms come and go, but this kingdom endureth forever. Now, I want you to look at verse 14 for a second. The psalmist has been talking about the greatness of God, the power of His kingdom, His glorious, the universe, you know, all the greatness of God. And then he says, Jehovah upholdeth all that fall. Read this verse in connection with the preceding ones and admire the unexpected contrast. He who reigns in glorious majesty, the God above all things, far, far away from all of us in importance and value. Yet He condescends to lift us up and hold up those who are apt to fall. The form of the verb shows that He is always doing this. Jehovah is upholding. The fallen ones among us are too apt to be pushed down by the strong. Their timidity and their dependence make them the victims of the proud and domineering. To them also the Lord gives His upholding help. He raises up those who were bowed down. And many who are despondent and cannot lift up their heads and courage in their hearts need comforting. They need cheering. God bends down. The God of heaven, the one whom is to be praised by all, the one who is much greater than everyone, bends down and lifts up those who are in need. And that's why every eye should wait for Him. Verse 15. Because He gives them their food. He provides for them. He opens His hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. And we know that He is righteous in all His ways and gracious in all His works. He's nigh unto all them that call upon Him. And notice, all that call upon Him in truth. Verse 18. A God of truth cannot be nigh to the spirit of hypocrisy or the spirit of disobedience. He's going to fulfill the desire of all them that fear Him. He's going to hear their cry. He's going to save them. That's what the God of heaven does for us. Jehovah preserveth all them that love Him. Verse 20, but all the wicked He will destroy. Verse 21 says, my mouth shall speak the praise of Jehovah, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and forever.